Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's edition of Classical Chaos, the Triple B's, we're going to hear some Bukova sisters, Beethoven, and Beatles Go Baroque, maybe it's quadruple B's, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. Let's start, though, with some music by Chopin. Now, he was a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact that he only performed about 30 times in his whole career. He did write brilliantly and ambitiously for the instrument, as we are going to hear in his Grande Valse Brillante No. 2. Today, performed by Evgeny Kissin, who began to play piano at the age of 2 and made his concert debut at the age of 10. He has since performed worldwide. This performance was recorded at Carnegie Hall. Here is Evgeny Kissin. Thank you. So beautiful. That was Evgeny Kissin with Chopin's Grande Valse Brillante No. 2. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with some music by Rachmaninoff. His Trio Elegique in D minor, opus 9, was written in memory of none other than Tchaikovsky. Now, this piano trio is similar to Tchaikovsky's trio in A minor. He began writing it in October, completed it on the 15th of December back in 1893, and it was first performed in Moscow on the 31st of January, 1894, with Rachmaninoff himself playing the piano part. Today we're going to hear a performance by the Bykova sisters from Kazakhstan. Here is the final allegro. Thank you. the Bukova Sisters and the final Allegro from Rachmaninoff's trio Elegique No. 2 in D minor. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm in the mood for something inspiring to get moving. So why not some Beethoven? Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, also known as the Eroica or Heroic, is a musical work marking the full arrival of the composer's quote-unquote middle period. It was completed back in August of 1804 and first performed on the 7th of April in 1805. The third movement, which we're going to hear, is a trio featuring hunting calls from the three horns. And this is a stellar performance. The Berlin Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan conducting. I can't wait. Thank you. Wow, some great horn playing. Actually, I'd like to congratulate the wind and brass section in that. That was phenomenal. That was the scherzo we heard from Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, the Eroica. And that was a performance by none other than the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan directing. And it is the time of the show that I get very excited for. It's called Oboe Music Time. Today, a selection by Strauss. Now, this work was completed after the war in 1945, and that was a period of unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing oboist John Delancey, and the principal, he was a principal oboist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, of whom Strauss referred to him as the Chicago oboist. Despite the harsh conditions under which this work was written, it is one of Strauss's most sunniest works. Today, we're going to hear a performance by John Anderson. He's joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. And we're going to slow it down a little bit. This is the second movement, the Andante.
Thank you.
Some amazing oboe playing. That was oboist John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. And that was the Andante from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. The Beatles are frequently cited as one of the most influential bands in history. Now, while their legacy is mostly apparent in the development of pop and rock music, the Beatles influence nearly every aspect of the musical universe, including classical music. Peter Briner decided to make it classical and created orchestral arrangements of Beatles songs, expertly blending them with the iconic Baroque works from Bach, Vivaldi, Handel, and more. It is quite the treat to listen to. It's called Beatles Go Baroque. So here are the Beatles, some classics, classical style.
Thank you.
Peter Bronner and his chamber orchestra, and those were some classics from the Beatles. This next Canadian artist is Shauna Rolston, a cellist originally from Edmonton, Alberta. Now, she was a child prodigy, and she attended the Geneva Conservatory in Switzerland at the age of 14. She studied with none other than Pierre Fournier. At 16, she played at New York's Town Hall, big stuff, with her mother on the piano. Now, following her formative years at the BAF Centre in Alberta and abroad, Rolston earned an undergraduate degree and a graduate degree from Yale, where she studied with Aldo Parisot. Quite the impressive resume, and quite the incredible export and talent. This next selection comes from her disc called Dreamscape. We're going to hear the meditation from the opera Thais from Massenet. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Shana Ralston. Beautiful performance. That was the meditation from the opera Thais by Massenet. And I think we have time for one more selection. Let's take a listen to the Canadian Orpheus Male Choir. This comes from their discs, Rhythm of Life. That was the Canadian Orpheus Male Choir, and that comes from the disc Rhythm of Life, some music by Andrew Lloyd Webber. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we do have some great announcements to tell you about some. Obviously, the Christmas season is coming up, so there are some great shows coming up. The Corleone Christmas with Choir is going to be having their celebration starting on December 16th, 17th, and 19th, and that's at St. Andrew Wesley United Church. Also, you can catch Natalie McMaster and her family. They do a Celtic family Christmas, which sounds phenomenal, and they're coming on November 24th at the Centre in Vancouver for Performing Arts. and also Barney Bentall and the Caribou Express, variety show, a very favorite event in Western Canada, is performing pretty soon, November 19th, at the Vogue Theatre. And the excellent part about that concert is all proceeds from the 16th annual Barney Bentall and the Caribou Express fundraising concert go directly to the Potlucks Downtown Eastside Community Programs. Makes me cry. And this is its 15 years to date. The show has raised over $600,000. So great. So we're going to listen to him. Let's take a listen.
Like vibing to the hottest songs? Well, now with YouTube Premium's background play, you can keep watching music videos even while texting your hubby. Get YouTube Premium. All YouTube, no.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
And so you've been gone. Everything's in Comic Sans. Everything's funny wrong since you've been gone. Can't go on. If acceptance is key, I'm here waiting for the locksmith. Am I
go by my door? Never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Dragon clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. He has always hit me from below. This time round it's more correct, right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Purple clover, queen and lace,